Good morning. It's Thursday, the 1st of December. What you've just heard is audio from Monday night's Reclaim the Night March in Dundee. Live news journalist Amy Flett attended the march to hear why parents across the city felt that it was particularly important that they attend. I'm Kate Brown and this is the Courier Daily. The Courier. Local matters. Catch up on all the important issues affecting our communities at thecourier.co.uk. Monday night's Reclaim the Night March was part of a wider global campaign by the United Nations to end gender-based violence. Towns and cities across Tayside and Fife took part in the campaign and organised a series of events, including the marches. Our live news journalist Amy Flett attended the march to hear from protesters why the campaign is so necessary and why parents in particular feel that there are still lots that could be done to make our cities safer.
Sophia, I'm 52.
My name is Kieran McNairn and I'm 36.
So it's Ivy Clepan and I'm 27. And why do you think it's important to come to events like this and why have you come tonight?
So part of the reason that I came tonight, I actually have a young daughter, she's three, and it's something that's become more and more important to me sort of like over time is I want my daughter to feel like she can actually go out during the night and not have to be frightened. Do you know what I mean? I want her to know that people are actually working towards that change. So she's actually here just now. She's with my husband just back there. They're catching up. So yeah, that's why we want to make an effort to come here.
I have five children, and both boys and girls, and I want them all to be safe. And going out and actually participating in something like this means that we actually have our voice heard. So, and I want their voice to be heard and I want everybody to be safe and be able to do the things they need to do.
Well, the main reason is because I've got two daughters and I don't want them to grow up seeing the same sorts of headlines that I've had to see over the past couple of years with relation to gender-based violence. I want my daughters to grow up understanding that when they say no, they can trust someone to understand what that means.
And how important do you think it is to teach your children those kind of values and understanding, you know, that they need to be safe?
Oh, yeah, it's very important. So they're going to be starting school soon. And it's a terrifying time for any parent, especially when you're the parent of girls and you've sort of grown accustomed to seeing headlines of not just grown women, but younger women as well being assaulted, being harassed. You'll hear constantly of women talking about being wolf-whistled when they're walking about in their school clothes. And I honestly can't imagine my girls having to put up with that. And I'd like them to see that they don't have to.
And why do you think it's important to teach, you know, your daughter and young people the importance of women's safety and, you know, violence against women?
I think to ignore the issue is more harmful than anything. Because as much as parents, you want to, like, deny that anything like that could ever happen, you have to be realistic. I mean, they say that one in four women are subjected to some form of assault or gender-based violence, so I don't want my child to be part of that statistic. I want her to know that, unfortunately, there is a chance these things do happen, but people are making an effort to change.
How do you think these sort of events will, you know, help women be safer on the streets?
I think it brings awareness that even though things have come a long way, they haven't come far enough, and women are still battling with these issues, and I think it needs to be brought to the awareness of the greater public.
And what do you think people can do to make a difference, to make, you know, your children, you know, when they're older, and just women in general feel safer on the streets?
Educate your sons.
Do you feel like women are safe on the streets?
I really wish I could say yes, but no. I mean, I was saying to my husband actually on the way up here that it's ironic that we were walking to a Reclaim the Night march, but I didn't feel safe walking. I was glad I had him with me, and I shouldn't have to have my husband walk with me. You know, I'm a grown woman. I had my child with me, but I was scared. And I think that's ridiculous. Why should we be scared to walk in our own streets? That's shocking. You know, so I'm hoping. I mean, it's been 16 years of this, they say now, and there's still not been that much change, but hopefully people will listen and they'll understand that when we say it, we mean it. This is our streets.
Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.